Spotlight on Caregiving by Nargis Yaqub. Raise your hand if you are or have been a caregiver. Did you know? A 2018 study by Statistics Canada shows that more than 25% of Canadians over the age of 15 cared for someone with health conditions, disabilities or problems related to aging. The same study also shows that caregivers reported spending anywhere from less than 5 hours to more than 20 hours per week on caregiving duties. The Government of Canada defines caregiving as providing care or help to someone with a long-term health condition, a physical or mental disability, or problems related to aging. I have been a caregiver for many years and believe that it is a very rewarding and fulfilling experience. As with any other role, it can get challenging, especially when you take on the role out of no choice, and you do not know what to expect or what is expected from you. I have had experience with unique individuals with different health conditions, such as cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's disease, visual impairment, depression and anxiety, and a whole slew of problems related to aging. It definitely keeps my life interesting and unpredictable. It also gives me numerous opportunities to bond with my loved ones and spend quality time together. In addition, I have learned so much about the different health conditions, how to navigate the health system and how to locate useful resources. It has also given me an understanding of what aging might bring for me so I can be proactive about taking care of myself. I usually do not give a lot of thought to my role as a caregiver, but recently I have been doing some research to find resources to help myself and the people I care for. In my research, I found that caregivers not only play an invaluable role in the lives of the people they care for, but we are also contributing to Ontario's healthcare system because we take much of the burden of providing care that is usually provided by professionals in care facilities such as hospitals and nursing homes. According to the Ontario Caregiver Organization, caregivers provide more than half of all patient care, enabling their loved ones to remain in their home, which is where most people want to be. There is no standard job description for a caregiver. The Ontario Caregiver Organization lists several tasks that caregivers take on, of which the most common are providing emotional support and transportation. We are also involved in several activities inside and outside the home, including but not limited to providing personal care, physical support, basic medical procedures, and drug management, scheduling appointments, translating information, and managing financial and legal responsibilities. The list is endless. You may be thinking, oh my God, that's a lot of work. Caregiving is stressful. I agree, caregiving is stressful, and I have had my share of nervous breakdowns due to stress. However, with research, I educated myself to see caregiving as an opportunity. As with any job, the more tasks you take on, the more skills you learn, the same applies to caregiving. It has taught me to be patient, compassionate, non-judgmental, and resilient. It also gives me a sense of self-confidence, appreciation for what I have and satisfaction of helping improve the quality of life for my family and myself. You may be wondering, if caregivers contribute so much to take care of others, what kind of support is available for them? Fortunately, the Government of Canada and Ontario Employment Standards have policies and benefits in place that allow working individuals to take time off to care for their loved ones, while receiving compassionate care benefits from Service Canada. Statistics Canada shows that in 2018, 7 out of 10 caregivers received some sort of support. Aside from that, the Ontario Caregiver Organization has a wealth of helpful tools and resources for different caregiving needs. My research has also led me to organizations and support groups, specific to the health condition of the person you are caring for. Examples are the Canadian Mental Health Association and the Canadian National Institute for the Blind. The point is, there is a lot of support available. The key is to find it and make use of it. If you are a caregiver or know someone who is, remember that you are special and invaluable to your care recipient and the society at large. You have also been given the opportunity to improve someone else's quality of life, while developing skills that will take you far in life, way beyond caregiving. Also keep in mind that you are not alone. There is a lot of support available for your unique situation. On a personal note, I am happy to help other caregivers, so don't hesitate to reach out to me. Finally, I would like to share a quote by Mother Teresa. It is not how much you do, but how much love you put in the doing. Continue to give care, and take care.